Claro.
Karıştı.
Karışım. Malta.
Karıştı.
Yasmin,
karıştım.
Karıştı.
Karıştım. I'm
So we are counting the omen to do that first because of the mitzvah. And you can find the handout on the Yeshem web pages by going to yeshem.com/omer.htm. That's OMER. .htm. When you get to that page, scroll down till you find the date of April 15th. That is the handout that we will do today. And I will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Bishgabar Yehu Ishkinte Bithilu Urkimu Urkimu Uthilu Vyakdal Shem Yudhe Bavate Biyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Baim Mitzayim Mitzvat Sefirata Omer La'asot Nachat Ruach Liotzrenu V'la'asot Ritzon Borenu ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כנענה עלינו מעשה ידינו כנענהו. We will now connect to various verses of Psalms that help with respect to counting the Omer. Adonai Elohe Yigmor ba'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Hazdecha Le'olam Ma'asei Yadecha El Teref Ekra L'Elohim El Yon La'el Gomer Alay Vine amar via avor alaich vieres mit poseset. The bedamayich vayomar lach bedamayich hayi. Vayomar lach bedamayich hayi. Barki nafshi et Adonai Elohei Wahei. Elohim Adonai Elohei Wahei. Elohei Gedalta Meod. Hod Hadar Levashta. Ote Or Kishalma. Ote Shamayim Kariya. The Almighty saying the blessing that unifies Zerampin with Malchut. Zerampin is Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav Hey, spelled out with a gematria total of 45. The last two words of the blessing, the first letters are Samach and Hey, which is a gematria 65, which is connected to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the word, the name of God, Adonai. Baruch Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Yud Hei Vav Hei, Eloheinu Melech Olam. Asher kidgayim b'mitzvotam al sefirat ha'omer ha'yom shisa asayom la'omer shehem shenei shavuot. Today is 16 days of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 2 days. Halakaman Adir Adodat Beit HaMikdash Bim Koma Bim Hera. We learned a little bit more about it today. We will stop at the word, and we will stop at a letter. Smog Matfea, Bigino, means more sheep. Elohi, Yechanenu, Vivarkenu, Yair Panal, Vitanu Sela. Lada'at ba'aretz d'archecha, v'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoduka min Elohim. Elohim is a word that can mean judges or angels, or it can be God in the frame of judgment. In what way do you set yourself up to be a judge of people? Do you make yourself higher than others by judging them? Do you judge them in order to make you feel better about yourself? Or do you judge them leniently? Do you think of them in positive ways? In what way will you change that aspect of yourself that judges people so that you only judge leniently? You do not judge in order to feel better about yourself, to make them lower and you higher. Make them higher and you lower when you judge. How can you stop yourself from judging others completely? How can you evaluate yourself honestly? Yoduka Amin Kulam Ismehu Vilamenu Leumim. The letter today, the 16th letter in this verse, is the letter Mem. But it's different than the letter Mem that was, yes, 2 days ago. It's a closed Mem, not an open Mem. The letter Mem creates water. It's a mother letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It has two forms, a closed form like this one, and an open form like the one we used 2 days ago. The closed form gives rise to the thought, have you closed yourself off from receiving the goodness from Hashem? Are you closed to the people around you who channel the goodness of Hashem to you? Are you closed to the ones who bring the chastisement from Hashem so that you can cleanse those negative actions that you have done previously? Do you receive what you perceive as bad or hurtful in the same way that you receive joy and happiness? This is what the letter Mem that is in the closed form allows you to understand and grow into. This is the goal, to receive what you perceive as bad and negative and evil in the same way that you receive goodness, because they both come from Hashem. Whoever the angel he sends to you, the messenger he sends to you, in whatever way he has defined how you are to receive whatever you are to receive, are you open to it? Nagi Bor. The letter Gimel. The next song. The letter Gimel. Is made from a Zion and a Yud. The gematria of these two letters is 17, which is the gematria of the word Tov, which means good. Good is the manifest essence of Hashem. In what ways do you do good in the world? To your friends, to family, to yourself. How can you expand your actions of doing good? Dor shechudcha kevavat shamren nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Bar hem tacharen, rachame sitatcha, tamid gamlen. Bet tet resh, tzadi tach gimel. Chasin kadosh, bero tuvcha, nael adacha. Ketufet, Ket Yunayan. Yahid Gaye, Lampa Pene, Zo Rekidu Shata. Yud Gimelamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shabbatinu Kabel, Ushmatsia Katenu, Yodea. Shalomo, Simtufai, Sadi Yunta. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. We will now count the third method, which is the Sefirah. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu, kimo shekatavta, utoratach, uspartem lachem, Mimacharad ha-Shabbat mi-Yom ha-Viachem et Omer ha-Tenufa sheva Shabbatot t'mi-Mot-Hiyena ad Mimacharad ha-Shabbat ha-Shvi'id ha-Is Kispiru ha-Mishim Yom Kidei shiya tachare tacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mezo hamatam uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu ve'elohe avoteinu Shebizchut sefirat haomer, shesal parti, hayom yitukan ma shepagamti, besefira givura shebetiferet. Givura shebetiferet. Judgment in the frame of compassion. Restraint in the frame of compassion. discipline in the frame of compassion. Is your compassion given with discipline? Is your compassion the best thing to be giving to that person? Have you asked yourself the question, what is the best thing I can do for this person who needs help? Diyata he diyata desh bikdusha shel ma'ala Amen The Tzaddikim who left this day the 16th day of the Omer, which is the first day of Iyar. Rabbi Abba Shaul, Rabbi Yaakov Beram, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. My scrolling is what it does. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Ashkenazi, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, known as the Lev HaIvri. The heart of the Ivri, the heart of the one who's crossed over. Rabbi Abraham of Slonim, Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapira, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we will say in a whisper. The rest of our time together this evening will be discussing the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the month of Iyar, what to expect, how to cope, how to handle the energy, and how to cope, how to maintain our happiness in this period of judgment. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or in mobile devices, it's at the bottom of the page. When you get that link open, scroll down to where it says Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and we are reading from that handout for the year 5778. And we are starting at the place Ancient Wisdom about Iyar. The month of Iyar has the meaning of breaking through of the light. Iyar is also called Ziv, which means light or brightness. The name Iyar and Ziv imply great passion that is dormant and waiting for the right moment to break forth. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches that the best time to collect herbs for healing is during the month of Iyar. If only the herbal companies would know that. Again, my scrolling issues. The art teaches us about correct timing. We learn this from the clouds of glory who lifted. They lifted to indicate time to travel in the desert. The first time that this happened was during Iyar. We also learn from the holiday of Pesach Sheni that there is never a time that is lost, that cannot be regained. This hints to us about teshuvah, or returning the hay, or returning to Hashem. If we separate ourselves from Hashem, we can always return. We just have to take the first step and then persevere. This is what the light of ER is about. It is the support to us, no matter how difficult it appears. It will always be available to follow the process, no matter how difficult it looks, since the path we are on will appear comfortable. This is the nature of the month of Iyar and the astrological influence. Everything will appear comfortable. How do you know what to do if everything looks comfortable? The attribute is Hir Hur, or Har Hir. The attribute is thought, it's thinking, it's reasoning. Think it through during this month. Take your time to think it through. Before you act, think it through. Think it through before you start to act, and then think again. This relates to the right timing of doing something. Remember, there are four aspects of perfection. The right place. The right kavanah, the right action, and the right time. During the month of Iyar, we will have the opportunity to realize how to know it is the right time. Sometimes we need to let go of thinking, let go of the reasoning, and listen to our intuition and our unconscious, which is trying to speak to us through our intuition. In the Western world, thought, reasoning, logic is much too strong. The individuals that are raised in a Western world view are out of balance, too much head and not enough heart. We have to get back to the balance. The tribe associated with ER today, the modern age, is Issachar. But the tribe that is associated in earlier days was the tribe of Shimon. And the tribe of Shimon is connected to strong and harsh judgment. What we talked about tonight earlier, this is where we have to be careful. to not judge harshly. The trait, the energy of ER is judgmental. When we learn the letters of the month, the letter Pei that is create the planet Kochav, the planet Mercury, and the Vav that creates the astrological sign of Shor, which is the bull, the Taurus, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86. The Hebrew word Elohim has a gematria of 86. The Hebrew word Hateva, meaning nature, has the gematria of 86. But in the Pei, which means mouth, there is a concealed bet, meaning blessing. That bet lets us add two to the letter Pei. And so the gematria becomes and 88, when we add the kollel, or a one for the letter Vav, becomes 89. And 89 is the gematria of Hanukkah. Hanukkah with the organus, the hidden light of creation, the hidden light of the Ein Sof. This is the issue for ER. There is so much light that everything feels good. And we have to pierce that bright light with our intuition and our discernment. We need to utilize that bright light for the healing that is necessary in our lives and in the life of the world. But we always have to ask the question, what is the best thing? Is it to use that light for healing or for burning? Will we burn the person we're trying to help? Remember the famous adage from the Zohar. You've heard it before many, many times. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And if you don't understand that your good intentions can hurt, you end up following that road. But if you ask yourself the question using your thoughts, is this the best thing for that person that I'm helping? Or a better question is, what is the best thing? Once you have that idea, then you can express it by, is this the best thing? So you see the double binding by striking, the double pause, the double stopping of your reactions. Striving to scroll down in our discussion here. Seems to be a little stalled right now. So I'm just going to go on and talk about the month from what I know, what I've written. The month of ER is the month of healing, but it is the month of light. And that light can be too strong for the vessel. Remember, we're only 15, 16 days tonight into the Omer period of 50 days. We're not even a third of the way through it. We don't get to be a third until tomorrow. During this month of ER, that is totally in the Omer period, Nisan is half in, Sivan is 6 days in. We are all of the month of ER. Yes, it's healing. Yes, the light is there. Yes, the light makes us feel truly comfortable with our situation. That's why we're sedate. That's why we're, I don't want to say lazy, because we're not lazy, but the astrological influences to make us feel content. There's a difference between feeling serene and feeling content. Content, I feel when I think I did something good. Serene is what I feel when I'm connected to the goodness of Hashem. The month of ER makes you feel content, and you need to work to maintain your connection to Hashem during this period. There are two powerful days in this month. Every day is an elevated day because it's the Omer. Every day has the light influencing it. But two very special days. The first is the holiday of Pesach Sheni. The holiday of Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, the second opportunity. The story is that there were people who were tameh, who were impure because they were carrying the coffin of Joseph to be buried in Shechem. And because they touched the coffin, they were impure. They were tameh. And they couldn't participate in the Pesach ritual, in the Paschal sacrifice. And they went to Moses and said, why not? We're doing a mitzvah. We want to do that mitzvah too. Moses didn't know what to do. As it says, he fell on his face, which is a euphemism for saying, God, what should I do? What's the decision? What's correct? What's the right answer? Just like I'm talking about asking yourself, is this the best thing for that other person? And Hashem confirmed to Moshe, yes, they can do the Paschal sacrifice 30 days later on the 14th day of ER. Today is the first day. In 2 weeks, we will have the opportunity for our second chance. Did we do the Paschal sacrifice correctly this year? Did we do the Seder correctly? Did you do every step properly? These things that we know, that we can never be sure of until later when we get the effect. This is the lesson of Pesach Sheni, that you always have another chance. You didn't do your tikkun with this person that came into your life. You will have another chance. Maybe it'll be the next lifetime. Maybe it'll be the next day. But you will always have another chance. But always remember, there is an effect of missing an opportunity to make a tikkun. And that's that the next chance is a little more difficult. But when it came to Pesach Sheni, for us, the energy of connecting to Pesach Sheni is easier. We just have to eat some matzah on the 14th day, or the night of the 14th and the 15th day. Just have some matzah. And you're even allowed to eat that matzah with some butter and some jam and some of these other things that we like to eat matzah with. You can even have matzah pizza on Pesach Sheni. Why? Because this is the connecting to the dust of your negativity. There's a concept in Kabbalah that you have a sin that has to be cleansed. But there's never total disappearance in spirituality. You cleanse the sin, there's still some dust left over. How does it come in our life? In one of your previous lifetimes, you committed a murder. I'm giving this as an example. You cleanse that. You died in another lifetime by the person that you had murdered. But today, you read in the paper or on the internet that there was a murder down the street from your home or in your town or around the world. This is cleansing the dust of the sin of murder. This weekend, we got the news about a bombing in Syria, a destruction of chemical buildings. It was cleansing the dust where we had an opportunity in earlier lifetimes to bring peace. And instead, we let a war continue. Mitzvot are things of action of doing and things of action of not doing. The zodiac sign of ER is the Taurus, and it's a bull. Everybody thinks it's a bull. A bull like a cow, but it's really a different species. It's the bulls of Africa. A water buffalo is a good example. What are the differences? The Taurus is a bull that is not domesticated. That means it's wild. That means it's uncontrolled. And that is the danger in the month of ER. How will you control this? How will you control the light, the energy of this month that is so intense that it will throw you out of balance while you think you are in balance? The Hebrew word ER is an acronym for the phrase, I am Hashem, your healer. Ani Hashem Rofecha. What does it mean that Hashem is our healer? Hashem just shares. We have to learn to receive that sharing in order for us to heal ourselves. Hashem is our healer. He's authorized us to go to doctors, to go to all kinds of different herbs. He's authorized us to heal ourselves. This is the issue. Hashem is our healer, but all he's doing is sharing light. I don't mean to say that that's all he's doing. That's everything he's doing. Because light is everything. But you have to learn how to receive the light in a balanced way. This is what you can do during the month of ER. And the way to receive the light in a balanced way is to use the tool of Zibug Dahaka'ah, binding by striking. Now, normally, in our monthly sessions, we make a connection to the Anabakoach, and at the appropriate verse, we stop and we dance, and we connect to the permutation of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh that is connected to that month. But we counted the Omer. We've said the Ana B'Koach today. We can say it again. But this month I want to teach the experience of making this connection on Rosh Chodesh by itself. The permutation is Yud Hey Hey Vav. The upper worlds are in order, Yud and Hey, in the proper order. The lower worlds are out of order. It's Hey Vav and not Vav Hey. The light is there because the hay is out of position. It expands the vessel to reveal more light. Please join me as we dance, as we sing, as we connect to this permutation that is the tool to control the astrological influences. Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 Yo, hey, wa. Yo, hey, hey, wa. Yo, hey, hey, wa. Do you feel serene? Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 Here are practical tools to deal with the energy of ER. To recognize there is no coincidence. To make time to connect to Hashem. This is a good month to be thinking about Hashem, to be looking at Hashem's name in your mind's consciousness, to visualize Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The most important thing to do this month is to go outside your spiritual comfort zone. That person you've been having problems with, that person that you felt in conflict with, go make peace. Lower your ego. Recognize that they are also right. And what does it hurt you to say that you're wrong? How much more light do you reveal by accepting that you might be wrong? And this is a month where tzedakah, not tithing, is important. This is a month where tzedakah saves you from death. This is the tool of Hashem's light, helping you to heal. His mercy that comes to give you the opportunity to heal yourself from those negative decrees that you've earned because of your actions. The other holiday that I didn't discuss, that other holiday, is Lag BaOmer. It's a particular day in the month of Iyar. It's a particular day in the month of the Omer. We will have a class just on this holiday. And what is its meaning and why is it so powerful? But know that it is there on the 18th day of Iyar. And there's no coincidence between the energy of this holiday of Lag BaOmer and the fact that it's the 18th day, the day of life in the month of Iyar. The influence of the astrological energy during the month of Iyar on all of us, in a short version, the word healing means the fulfillment of our desires. Someone in pain has a desire to relieve the pain. Someone who is ill has a desire to become well. Healing means your desires can be fulfilled this month. Often we relinquish control of our lives to doctors, to lawyers, to experts in other areas. We expect them to heal our physical, our financial, our emotional wounds, or somehow make everything well. True healing and true fulfillment is our own responsibility. This spiritual truth is made more evident this month as the light radiating in Iyar inspires us to seek the healing, to seek the fulfillment from within ourselves. Listen to your intuition as you expand your thinking and your thoughts. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Monday, we have two classes, one at 4:30 Pacific time and one at 7 Pacific time. The 4:30 class is our deeper Zohar on the Parasha of Noah. The 7 o'clock class is a counting of the Omer, followed by continuation of the Sharei Kedusha, the Gates of Holiness, by the Ari, as taught by Rabbi Chaim Vital, whose Hilulah was today, before the sundown. You see the connections to all these things and how there is no coincidence. Shalom Gadol, much peace, much serenity in your life is what I wish for you. And whenever you hear a blessing, please say Amen. If you don't feel Amen. Comfortable saying it, then say Amen. It in your, whisper it to yourself. But any time you hear a blessing, whether it's a formalized blessing or a ad hoc blessing like that one is, the one I just gave and will give again, Shalom Gadol, and everyone says Amen.
Amen.
Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful Rosh Chodesh, a beautiful week, and a beautiful month. Shalom to all.
Amen. Shalom.
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 Thank you.
bless you all.